This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod, Gujarat today. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will dedicate the Dahod Locomotive Manufacturing Plant to the nation. The workshop will produce 1,200 electric freight locomotives in the next 11 years. Built with a budget of over 21,000 crore rupees, the workshop will help in increasing freight loading capacity of the railways with its modern locomotives. The Prime Minister will also launch the 9,000 horsepower electric locomotive, the strongest single-engine locomotive in the country. The locomotive can haul up to 5,000 tons freight trains up or down a gradient with complete control at a speed of 120 kilometers per hour. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees in Bhuj. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will lay the foundation stone of Swasti Nivas at the National Cancer Institute in Jamta, Nagpur this morning. He will also lay the foundation stone of the National Forensic Science University, NFSU, Nagpur campus at Chicholi in Kamti block in the afternoon. Mr. Shah is on a three-day visit to Maharashtra beginning today. After Nagpur, Mr. Shah will attend various programs in Nanded today. The Home Minister will visit Mumbai tomorrow to attend various programs. Maldives Foreign Minister Dr. Abdullah Khalil arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. The visit is in continuation of the intensified high-level political exchanges between India and Maldives. Today, Dr. Khalil will lead Maldives at the second India-Maldives High-Level Core Group meeting to oversee progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives Vision Document on Comprehensive Economic and Maritime Security Partnership. During the visit, Foreign Minister Dr. Khalil will also hold bilateral discussions with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage, and growing strength on the global stage. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Mr. Modi praised the valor displayed by the armed forces during Operation Sindoor and lauded the precision and accuracy with which they destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
Operation Sindoor ne duniya bhar mein aatank ke khilaf ladai ko naya vishwas aur utsah diya hai. Operation Sindoor sirf ek sainya mission nahi hai, ye hamare sankalp, sahas aur badalte Bharat ki tasveer hai. Aur is tasveer ne pure desh ko desh bhakti ke bhavon se bhar diya hai, tirange mein rang diya hai.
An all-party Indian parliamentary delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor arrived in Guyana yesterday. The delegation reached Guyana to convey India's unequivocal message of zero tolerance for terrorism. The High Commission of India in Guyana, in a social media post, said that India is resolute and stands united in its fight against terrorism. Besides, another all-party delegation led by the NCP, SCP, MP Supriya Sule, held an interaction with the editorial team of leading newspapers of Qatar, Al-Shaq and Peninsula. During the interaction, the delegation conveyed India's perspectives on developments following Pahalgam terror attack, its policies to counter cross-border terrorism. And that's the end of this news bulletin.